All right, Justin Cooper, man, we hear from you guys that the level gets raised week after week after week, and you jumped in. And, dude, you've been really impressive. Quietly, I think it's impressive that you can just jump in and do this good as a rookie right away as the level we hear gets higher and higher.
Right, that was kind of my plan, kind of stay under the radar and get away from the hype that's all built up around A1. And it's definitely tough coming into a few races late, but luckily we've been getting decent rides in the main. I haven't really rode that good throughout the day, but when it comes down to the main event, I just seem to click off my laps pretty consistently, and I end up, every time I've raced, I've been seventh. Heat race, main event. So.
Oh, really? Heat race? Okay. Yeah,
yeah. Time to hit the casino, I guess.
Right. I feel like with Hayden, like late in the race, you're charging. You don't look tired. You don't look sketchy. Like whatever you guys are doing at the farm, I think is really working. Because late, you look good.
Yeah, that's kind of my goal. Like ride a good pace and then carry that pace all the way to the end, or at least try to, and keep the intensity. So this time it didn't work out as well. I had Anderson behind me, so he was riding really good, and I couldn't really hold him behind me anymore. So the goal was to just finish as high as I could, and once Anderson got around me, I saw Barsha was next, and kind of just kept that gap at a decent spot. I didn't want him catching me the last few laps. So I was behind Eli, but he walked away from me a little bit and didn't really have anyone else to chase.
So what's been surprising to you about this class? I mean, you're a Supercross champion, so it's maybe nothing, but like, has anything been like, oh shit, like, you know, anything caught your eye?
Really just the variety. Like, you don't, like, looking up at the board, I had no idea Cooper won. I thought Chase is out front or something, and it's just crazy. Like, the guys, they just step up out of nowhere. Like, you'll think that, you know, Cooper's going to get sixth tonight. He wins. So it's just the variety in the class, and you don't know what's coming next.
Sand section's shitty again, or were you okay with it?
I was okay with it.
Every rider I talked to was like, hey, they hate it.
Once I got tired, it was miserable, to be honest. I was just trying to keep it upright. It grabs your front end pretty quick, and on the braking going to that turn, it was really deep holes. So it was hard to keep it straight, and it was almost better to go faster, but I was so tired at that point that I was just trying to keep it up. If I felt like if I pushed, I would have just went right down. So did what I could. Sand section was definitely tough. Whoops were tough. And whole track got pretty beat down. But as far as Tampa being hard packed, it got pretty rutted.
So I feel like, I was saying this on one of my dumb shows, that like if you keep doing what you're doing, they're just going to let you keep racing. And maybe this was a bit of a test by Bobby and everybody else. Or is this like, no matter what, you're just out of this thing soon and you're going to get ready for outdoors? Like, I don't know. I feel like they're going to be like, well, shit, he's seventh, five, you know? Like, I feel like they're going to keep you going.
Yeah, it's really up to me. It's no contract signed or anything. I'm just riding dirt. Bobby was good enough to give me a bike, and appreciate that. He's been spending a lot on me to get me out there on the 450. So just trying to do the best I can for the team. And as of right now, I think I'm doing two more. We'll see how it goes. But
the next two or?
Skipping Oakland.
Okay.
I'm going to be at Arlington and then Daytona, and then we'll go from there.
Okay, so possibility for more, you'll just see how you do, I guess.
Yeah, we're just we're staying in race shape, and you just don't want to lose that intensity of racing. If you just do practice motos, you're gonna get nervous when you get on the gate finally again, so just trying to keep active.
So are you happy with these two?
Yeah, I can't ask for much more. I mean, two sevens, that's good with me. I was hoping for two top tens, and that was if everything went well, so I feel like it has been, and I'm very happy with my rides consistent.
I think, like all things, you've done this quietly. Maybe like a lot of you look at your podium percentage of your career, you look at some of your races, quietly you're doing it again, right?
Right. I'm super consistent, and sometimes maybe that's not the best. Maybe I don't, you know, keep that intensity the way I should, but right now it's all about learning, and that's exactly what I should be doing. So maybe as we get further into this, we start sending it a little bit more.
Cool. Thank you.
Yep.